Because of you, it's exactly 24 minutes past. Excuse me, Kwan, do you know me, man? But it's exactly 24 minutes past 9 o'clock. And welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedict, and I missed you guys so, so much. I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock. I was not here last weekend. I'm so sorry. But, Ondina Omlongero. Because I'm like, today, when I was busy preparing myself to come to work, I'm like trying to, you know, like remember, because a lot of things happened. A lot happened, you know, for the past 2 weeks that I've not been here. A lot have been happening. And with every incident that, I felt like really needed my attention to make sure that, I bring it to you guys and talk to you guys about it. Maybe you guys can relate to what I'm going to talk about. You know, in Moyaga Ngira Njeno Inju Nene, and I can't even pinpoint which one to talk about. And I'm here and I'm seated, waiting for my show to start. I'm like, no, where do I start? Like, you know, my mind is blowing up. But then, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are doing great. Maranda akuta mekana tategepata. Tategepata, I know I promised you, that I'll be coming that side, probably month end. But time is no longer on my side. And, you know, like, I'm so low-key also, and I'm low-key, you know, scared to come that side. A lot of people, have tried contacting me, so apparently visit them that side of the correctional facility in Windhoek. But then, as much as I also, because, you know, they get to hear me, and I understand, like, I fully want to really understand where you guys are coming from. And then you'll be like, yo, I cannot wait to see you and meet you and talk to you about these things, you know? I've got a lot of people that really wanted to talk to me about their stories and whatnot. You know, I'm really just so nervous. Not that there's something wrong with it, but then I don't know, man. I really don't know. And, I know you have been trying to call me, but I blocked your number. Because somehow, somewhere, I might get in trouble, you know? Because you try, and I know you have been on my case, because when you go on your call logs, you know, you can see that this person was trying to call you, right? And I know you have been trying to call me, simply because maybe I told you that I'll be coming to Windhoek month end, and you're just trying to reach out. But unfortunately, even if I come, I don't think I'll be able to come that side. It's not coming from a bad place, but it's also coming from a place of, you know, I don't want to get in trouble, you know, because anything can happen. What's going on with the 58 number that you are always calling, you know? No bad blood. I'm so sorry, Tate. But with whatever you really want to talk to me about, whatever you wanted to talk to me about and whatnot, yeah, how will people permission I have possums and stuff? You know? Get a pen and a paper, write it on a piece of paper and send the letters. And you could to me know opio box 100 how tapi 70, please. You know, and then we can just, you can reach me there, and then we can talk about it, because I mean, with also an inmate contacted me, I think it was also last year, and I couldn't visit him because he wanted me so badly to go that side because he's in Tsumeb, but I was just like, nah, you know. Pwiki nanji gengengi nachi wana shino choko radio kwa thera njuta utumine njena ndetu maraka ndeto changi kumbabi ndeto hitumu pa boxa. Adi fiki nga andire she hokororo he ningege chensho shiwaru wa oboza nangaye. Genge hacho na tutege liko masfuhu enda agapuko nda tukataka nena. Face to face o chiparano chiparanda tuditura po mashara. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope it's not as hectic. I really just need you guys to, you know, like, have hope and never beat yourself up for whatever reason you are there. You know, whatever happened, happened. We can never change the past. But the only thing that we can focus on is, you know, like, understanding that it happened and away. We're focusing on the future right now. where from here? You get what I'm saying? Kunda amacha eshembo. Piki neni siko pono ngonambari. Undino maho koro maona anen. We are starting from, hey, there's an incident that happened. And I wanna just, you know, like pinpoint out the most important things or the main points, in the incident that happened. I mean, there are a lot of incidents that happened, but then, you know, like I could pick up some things that I really felt like it was really useful for me to come and talk to you guys about it before I dive into the topic of the day, or the topic of the night, excuse me. So yeah, man, I want to talk about, you know, like entitlement coming from the fact that we have seen, you know, a lot of young people, more especially a lot of older young people that are unemployed, that are probably still stay with parents and stuff like that, right? That even have their kids in their father's houses, and maybe their father is also married to somebody else, you get what I'm saying? You know, and there's a whole lot of conflict that happens there. This is a conversation that I ended up having with my homeboy, and he was like, you know, when you are older as a man and you've got older children that are staying with you, that are not on their own, that are not independent, probably having their jobs and having their places to stay and stuff like that, that you are still with in your house, you cannot remarry again. Don't give them a stepmother. Hey, I once had a conversation about it, how living with a stepmother, how hectic it can be. But I mean, yeah, man, that's apparently what, like, a lot of people, it's an unending conversation. People are saying that, nah, but you can't remarry when you already have, you know, like a lot of older kids that you're staying with. And nganuafa ature and says, uko chikunda chimwe. Eh, wate uko chikunda, shono chiteke posha ashi. And Mina, I'm entitled to the fact that that's my father and this is my father's house, you know? So you, dear stepmother, you can't tell me nothing. And then stepmother is also coming in with her ish, you can't tell me because these are my husband things. You get what I'm saying? Like, what are you even saying? And then it's a never-ending conflict. You get what I'm saying? And then now you as a father, sometimes you now come in between and you don't even know which side to take because so that's your child and this is your wife. If you take sides and then the wife is going to be angry and be like, yeah, you are just otoga meniku nuna and whatnot. Gengwaga makombinga onkuru kavi, gwimara ne ukare uri mekumbo rohendo totikiramu kunona heta kurombya kuchohoga meniko onkuru kavi goheka. You don't want to hear conversations like this. And I really just wanted to, you know, like, hear different opinions regarding that whole thing. And I was having a conversation with this other lady again, and she's like, yeah, it's the most hard thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you're giving me words that I don't want to listen to, you know, because I understand it's your house. But I mean, also, man, you know, and she was giving me an example of apparently there's also, you know, like a one meme that once did it. You know, the husband passed on. She had her kids, with the late husband, right? And then there's a man also that, had kids, but his wife passed on. And then they phoned each other. And they wanted to remarry. You get what I'm saying? You know, but this one's because they already had older kids, Unona unkuruka vi, owavi konme mevi kuchamu, hamoto eta meniere wohem. Hey, if you want to get married again, not in my father's house. I know, like, he passed on, but not here. You know, you gotta go do it somewhere else. Yombea nena tango yomsamane kwa haro kweta mo madama ngono kwa chikucha aha. Hara kwa. Okondeshanyi hamoto mwetamu. You know, see what you can do when it comes to that. And then they bought a plot. And then they decided to build their house. You know, unona kuya pa fathigala no freedom ao. And I feel like that's nice. I think the day that I had a conversation, not a conversation, I had a topic about it, how hectic it can be or how toxic stepmothers can be. You know, and there's a caller that called in and he was like, I feel like the better way to do that, because not all stepmothers are evil, but then for the evil ones, but you wouldn't know also, you know, because I can be all sweet, lovey-dovey, I can be all that, you know. I'll act receive. I love your kids and I love you so much. And you my rod die. And I can do anything for you. Nifiki ya peruta. Penjike kuchaye nduva ndinweru upikinene. Kuchongu amza afika ne meme ange. Mbia anona anjo ino mungwa. Mbia anona he. Kainama kathika ina mungo chafasa nike waliye na haka tapuli keho. Meme uno kuvanjo ndungu. You know, but we wouldn't know. And I can remember that caller when he called in, he was like, nah, I think the best way is, you know, just find your place. Find your place, find your plot. And, you know, you can build your house there, because it's going to be so hard. It's going to be very difficult to build that connection. And it's the hardest thing. I can just imagine. I've never went through something like that myself, but then to also just, put myself in people's shoes for a second and think about it for people that are going through these things, né? It must be the hectic and worst thing ever. You know, and you can't do anything because it's not your house, but also you're like, but this is my father, but why is he taking sides? But like, why is he treating me like this? And I'm like, I swear, ne? Like, all thanks to my sisters, like, my parents are still alive. Shahrandi popsanditia kwetunga mutunge no gumo kwate tekere nde umeta kongongkwa o. Nge no mutuandino history na heman. But also on the other side, as young ones, we tend to be so selfish, because I mean, we don't understand your mother passed on, but then life has to go on. You get what I'm saying? By the name and the shashiga memego hena shuri thopuanga no and don't die the weekend in every room in one that tuna heta to opika na shuri de hono, because mama passed on, I can't look for anybody else because I'm still young, you know? Inandi pamoka, I grieved. It doesn't go away. Me now moving on and finding somebody else doesn't necessarily mean that I forgot about your mom or anything like that. But then life has to go on. No, my life didn't revolve around your mama. You get what I'm saying? So it's very hectic. It's a very tough conversation. You know, I really just don't know which one is which, but then I'm also just trying to look on both sides and be like, but sometimes also as young ones, we tend to be selfish. But my point on the whole thing with the incident that happened, you know, this week is, let's try to understand. And I know very well that parents can be toxic. It's a conversation we're not all ready to talk about. But honestly speaking, parents can really, really be toxic. And I read a quote one day that made a whole lot of sense. That we are wasting time trying to convince our parents or impress our parents' outdated mindset. You get what I'm saying? It's a situation that I've been in, you know, when you're just like, when you feel like you're good. Because me now, with everything that happened, like, I'm cool now. I'm okay. Like, I've healed. I've forgiven everyone and whatnot. But there's some just times where you just miss home, you know. And before you go home, like, you can be talking to your mama. And it's like, you guys are cool. Until you get home, ne? And then the next, it's just like, oh, man. I thought we were cool. Like, where are all these things coming from? You know, but I came to a point where I had to make peace with the fact that it's unless we can do this from a distance, man. You know, I can discipline you and tell you that what you are doing is wrong from a distance. Because if I stay with you trying to tell you that A, B, C, and D, you're not going to get me right. And it's just gonna get more toxic and more hectic and more depressing. You know, so what I'm trying to say here is to all the young ones out there, I know it's really tough. It's something that I've seen, and I can just imagine. I was honestly, because one thing about me, when there's a situation, I feel like I understand you, man. Like, I understand where you're coming from. You know, so my message to a lot of young people out there that are unemployed, I understand how hectic it must be. You know, they're still staying with parents, but they really just don't know. Good evening, Eagle FM.
Good evening.
Yes, Tate.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? I miss you so much. Where have you been?
Yeah, I've been around, mom. Last weekend, were you there?
I was not here, but then the other weekends, I was always here, but I never heard from you.
so you know your regular caller?
Yeah, I know my regular customers, my dear. So I.
But I was listening though.
Oh, you were listening, You just didn't have credit or energy to call in.
I was not having energy.
Oh, you didn't have energy to call in,
But I was not chualan,
No, I get you. I understand you're a very good man, my dear. When I feel like you are one of those ones. But then with today's topic, Today's topic, I didn't even introduce it. I was just trying to, you know, like update you guys with what I've been going in my life for the past few weeks. These are people that are far from me. They are neighbors, ne? But they are far, man. It's something that is happening from a distance, but like, it's like I could feel their pain. I remember when Jeffy called me. You know, a lot of young people, or the people about, you know, like toxic stepmothers and whatnot. And there is something that happened. This man, something. Belanga inside there, because I'm not there, I really don't know what happened, you know. But also, for me, I was looking at it from a point of, you know how they just think when you clap back, it's not about, they don't even make it about an issue, which this is what we're talking about right now. They try to bring in, you don't have manners, remember when you did A, B, C, and D back then and whatnot, and they try to make it a major thing. But right now, we're trying to focus on this certain thing that happened. And then I think that was the whole situation, and now there is now the wife involved. There's just a lot that is happening, man. And what I'm trying to take from you, or the opinion that I'm trying to ask you is, what do you think young people, because I do understand that a lot of young people that are unemployed, that are still staying with parents, but it's not because if you were to give them, you know, like 100K right now to run away from home, they would do it in a blink of an eye. They are there physically, but they are not there because they are going through it. So what do you think those people, those young people, what opinion, like what do you just think that they should do?
For what? I'm not getting you.
Like, what do... Because we've got an entitlement. I mean, get one to the mumbola tate. Get one to the mumbola tate. Are you getting my point?
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah.
Yeah, no, but let me just quickly clarify so you get me right? We've got a lot of young people. I mean, Nandijaneta, they're going to call in and they're going to call in, you know? But now I'm a grown woman. I'm grown. I even have my kids. I'm not doing Nangomu, yeah, daddy. Or just do something.
with my life, ne? Undi no entitlement danya kuchashi. Paife munane nando kuli stepmother mumba. Nuna na baba shona nebe amo paife. Malokale unu entitlement dambeli lo ndubo inya kucha. Ngembo ndadzi po, pini matate, ama avovo ike takala po nando kuli or something, something. Mane nando lipo ho, pushu kuchu uri mo ho. Mi buru yo nanga ya tokofa. Shashi kefi mba unkiwe ikeno malaka. Maoniko shi mashinga kucha kanzi nakona shashasho pumbo la tate and what not. And what good, like a lot of young people that like are really depressed over such things. And they really just don't know what to do. But because of the entitlement, they just feel like, yeah, but it's my father's house.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting you now.
Mm-hmm. What do you, what message do you have for those ones?
The message I have for them, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that if your parents are very well off,
mm-hmm.
for them to accumulate that wealth, it takes some sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So you must go and do your own thing, man.
Yeah, do your own thing, man.
Yeah, because this world that we are
at
in,
my age, you start uh-huh. appreciating things you might have taken.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. You stop the advert.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to make, man. What I'm saying, they must take away that entertainment.
Yeah,
because that way, those assets that belong to the parent, to the people who work for that, those assets.
But I morosanai.
Yeah, just wasting their time. They must go. They must learn how to fish their own fish.
Exactly. Ngora nokuro mbelela mwana ende nokuru kadi ne pamwe chi stepmother kunangana ndembe pembine. Ngora nokuro mbela shiwara. You can discipline her from a distance. Get out of the house, bro. This whole thing of saying, no, we understand our parents, you know. Our parents or any believer itatudi kusamoe mense zao.
Yeah, for those people, they were traumatized. Yeah, for them, now they are living it. For them, the way they view life now is like, for them, it's a luxury.
Exactly!
As we want to go there.
You can never make them understand. If you clap back and be like, Tatanga chimini chimini tithindiwa kongudi. Ayi anga loen tukanenga. Ami haya mukula, because they grew up in that era of when somebody says A, you should do A, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, they expect us to
do exactly what, because also, mind you, sanity
to dance to their tune.
Yes, because sanity and mental health was never a thing back in their day. They didn't even have names to those things. They didn't know how.
Yeah, they don't want to even to apply IQ.
Exactly. You know, they didn't know how. They don't even know how depressing it can be for you as my father to call me kucha. I'm not going anywhere in my life. I'm just a very stupid child and whatnot.
Yeah,
you know, in today's life, in the era that we're in, when you say that to me as my father, I'm not going to sleep at night.
Yeah, those languages.
But back in the day, it was tolerated.
Yeah, those languages will torture you emotionally.
They will torture you, but emotions were never considered back in their day.
Mm.
And that's why they are just trying to make sure that we comply to exactly what they were doing back in the day.
They believe that they know, they change, things are changing now. We are living in contemporary.
And that's what I'm saying! But also, as much as we don't want that, we can't discipline them or make them understand why we are with them. Shashi, it's a never-ending conversation.
Yeah, that will be an endless conversation.
It will be an endless conversation. But I can tell them whatever I want from a distance and be like, yeah, I don't know who ran Jenganoka. Because I know I'm not in your house. You're not going to come to me and be like, hey, busy. Because I don't know who be my phone, you know? My girl, when they cook her and that, I'm going to eat that too, man. When that thing go, put it in Jenganoka and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do that.
And it is?
Mm-hmm.
Did you resolve your problem with your elder brother?
The problem with my elder brothers? No, that's too. It's no longer a fight. It's no longer a fight. It's we are at a place where I have disciplined them very well because I don't. You know what, Ne? I don't blame those people for whatever they did and whatever they said, right? Because I feel like I understand where they were coming from. They just needed a clap back from me to just balance them and be like, hello, it's not what you think it is. You get what I'm saying? So where we are right now, we are no longer fighting, you know, but I had to discipline them from a distance and tell them, Shindara, Shichikom Timawanj and all of that. But right now, I think in the midst of all that have been happening, I've built my character, and that's one thing that they will never take away from me. Oh, you know, after the fight, after everything is resolved, because I know these are my dogs for days, you know, this is blood, those are my boys. Yeah. And I know at the very end of the day, when we are good again, we know that I cannot step on Duva's foot. There's so much mutual respect.
Oh, yeah, very true, yeah.
Itandiko angifi hakautuka, tushanyatuke ongenike. You know, it will be respect, dog. And that's the only thing I've been striving for in the whole fight.
Yeah, it will be mutual respect.
It will be mutual respect. And for me, it was never coming from a point of, andipopika, jishanditi, nengai, ostrehiri, unnecessary and whatnot. I know, I just don't clap back to anything. I know what requires my energy. I know that to keep quiet. I know what is necessary. But this fight with my brothers, it was very necessary because I know at the very end of the day, it's going to come with very great consequences.
Yeah, very true, yeah.
Kokuchenge me brew, I'm gonna get in the topic of the day to Alu Kilenge Vali. Kokuchenge me brew, Zimo Memundo, Tozano, Zali, man. Gina them, oh no, Kula no, Shiri, oh no, Aleku, Paisenu, Nunavoe, Ndena, the Valin De, Natango, Aleke, Naku, Tunyamukula, Vulimumbo, Tunyamukula, Shiro, Tapuka, Madulimumbo, Tusobizo, Kakamige, Shoende, Tulumbo, Shua, Uri, Uri, Uri,
yeah, go build yours.
Yeah, go do your own thing, man.
Yeah, if you feel like you are grown up now.
Yeah, exactly. You should keep listening, man. I'll dive into the topic of the night very, very soon.
Okay.
Sharp. So, yeah, man, that's just what I was trying to get to. First time I got to those parents, they will never get you right. They will never. They are good to be dealt with from a distance. You know, and I know sometimes it's the hardest thing. And you're like, pai fandi hipenine. Pai fe, pai fe, pai fe. Kwa kujike natutame genyo kwiki feni. This is one thing that I also spoke about once. That, you know, omwenyo. Omwenyike ohengo. Omwenyo ngu wanjo, omwenyo ngu woy. Ochima chimecha runduka nai. Shasho hachitambura what you constantly feed it. You get what I'm saying? You know when people talk about addiction? You know when people say, but, you know, andi ningi chicken, andi hik, you know? And until it becomes a routine. Until shami kotena havenge mewumbu hatsa mamoe. You know, omwenyo chima chimwe, it's the most, I don't want to call it ochirai, maro hachi tamburambar. Or when you're chafike, it's like you are with an egg, a small baby that you are just guiding. You know, ondara mu anona anyash. I know because right now some of you are like, "Bafandika ninga chikeni, bafandika ninga chikeni." Omwe vina. No muna chimashia chokuchano ho, aye, paifene yunga naandika lungamo ba, hapeni peni, yunga naandika lungamo kabetinga kapeni peni. Shamike uliko kure nanu bataya kupostresa, nenge shamike uliko kure nanu uchukuchaka penesku yeke kuve. Ondi, nembe rakamu ihore,
onu ya kwetwa no perita si con tu nupo mbete hei kaka lalere opu inapenduka poe moro stress and you feel like you are okay ne masaiki wa hinde to tene konsengo no bojikusi ngane ayo madhiradhiro kwap ndeto monike nguro wakapenduka mwakasha nare and I don't want you to you know like pass on like that. You know, and you are still young. You know, you have got a bright future right ahead of you. What you can do, and I understand, you know, like with a lot of people that are really dealing with very difficult and very toxic parents, and they're also doing life for the very first time, and they're not being toxic because sometimes they really know what they are doing, but they're traumatized. They are dealing with trauma. They don't know how it feels to, you know, like be called certain words. They don't know because it was something that was normalized back in the day. But times are changing now. You get what I'm saying? Now we are the generation that have got names for these things. These people don't know anything about depression. Because what do you mean you're depressed? Back in the day, kakongikuni kaningechikeka, ngoto zengwa, ngoto tukwa, hey, me brufe, stana man, you know? And they wanna use that, up until this day and tell us that ochoe ya konjiranga, ochoe ya tekuranga, ochoe ya ninga chikechikenga, you know? And mind you, being with these people where you are really aware of how traumatizing it is to, you know, like be called certain words and all of that. And you are trying to apparently make them understand and discipline them in their house. You guys are never gonna finish. Nemuki itenga ne embere nosho. No memeni. Shashike shumu kwa tia taningiro na ikungwa. Zamo. Kakongironga ironga we ne mzono 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 te kupombolo to he mzono for as long as you're surviving, you're not in somebody's house that is telling you A, B, Z, and D. You good. Cut off the bad habits. If you're an alcoholic, eh? Osala rohahi ando hoike idani sapuicho, eh? Cut off those things. The same way, the very same way we kill it on when you're wohe, we kill it on alcohol every now and then. I shake a mono $25 or more. Eh? Come back out, we kill it there. We mono $25 and don't wanna hook and then and they can there on magazi. We kill it, she's open and we have and then molda. My mundu da mono mongwaka. We could dimbururi, she tear tereku na we go ngurosh. There are those people that are like that. The very same way we kill it on when you go who put. You know, it's just the very same way. You can also just change it and just flip that in a blink of an eye and be like, you know what, ne? I'm just going to be a very positive hand from today on and just think about positive things. Hmm? Because I'm trying now to just make sure that my life, eh, as hectic as it is, I'm just trying to make sure that at least, man, let me do something for myself. Leave the entitlement hooters alone. Nanjike ucha kuchota tena ndoji. Shota kuzimba na mwene nongurka ziwumuta meme ange. Kechu enge ngokuku na nonguriga. You don't matter like that anymore. And I mean, so bizo you are on your own now. So bizo you are 28 years old now. Like, what do you even mean? Then I don't want to go entitlement that you have to show. I will now have one. Open okay. There's something that I saw on social media the other day that parents, they also respect, they respect your presence when it have not been available. You know, because the more you make yourself available, every other second, that's how you devalue yourself. Don't watch it, Jiro, no one could have done any pipe and there, or carry get what I may go he. Unevuro, toki venga comironda, tu pipe, don't wait to conjere, emporoto no pombiro, haini nayanjeni, shinga nutaka, ningangwenango, cold, yes, they are the rande me umbonangwe. Oh, Mahuka Kodora, Peter and Jacob Carol, and I'm like, ay, they get tired also. These people are also just human beings because they're like, ay, and when are you getting your own also? I mean, no more on Wazirapo. Wazaponga, and then within that, nobody saw you. I hot tag or Ramia Moncalawa, and in a square woman, or had them get there, Rukwano good. Do you know, Ojango, hot treating Wangini, shall. wazire po wazire po ye. Ngwetoka lukanga chatele po ngoka weekend. And then you go back. Kanamo memkara dhaomo. Pumbamo memkara dhaomo. Yota atara kujota kala tayura roma raka. Pesa naka furugire mohaini na ombe ajo nambe. Hango onkuruka zo nene ndo. Ouri mo ongwe tu roma raka. Ande little sister hoe wevuro ndato apiki na shituru wakuchae. Oto zimburuka ngashu wakufire mone tegele ya peni ndamba rawe petera ni mango. He? Niso ote ika popi wa shashano ya kuvuro. Ano ya kuvuro. O ya kuvara chochiri. Ashike, the availability is too much, my sister. Manata goni kwa chimashe ya kuchotate. O meme. Mazango kwa siko. Amu kivengi keno haini na amu konjele umakumbatha mekumbo kuchandino la ilatate. No. Try to, you know, like set standards. O nuno ho ngandono mehichi. Hmm? It's in a very good way. Kuchangae ngae chiri chiro ngae ndiri meumbo muno. Ndo ngae ndiri buwandi tukwanda puikini mano kuopo mbiri mba chuchuka mbano. Ndo ta puikini kiso yanji onanare. To just set standards for yourself. Eh? High standards. Onukara wali ni mi wana wa man. Ndeto hii hikitha sha wali ni mi wana wa. You attract those ones. When you are a very positive person, you attract positivity. When you are a very negative person, same thing happens. You attract negativity. And of course, you don't want to be the person. You know, so make sure you are the girl. Make sure you are the guy. You know, make sure you like nice things. Eh, no little sister, wa hen and we apo kusimane ke kuja. Oh, sister nduba we apo. Inotete rureke. Do jiru jiru anika amuna paka nike menkara monu amu idengike nukopi wena kwa amu miko maheta amushe man. Ne man. Be like I'm grown now. Let me do anything for myself. O problem man eh. O muichi neka mnacha. Eh. Ondara mkare muichi chochi nganga shinta jipeta meko. Maro muini choku ichi huya. Muno entitlement da kuchanga andirike motatini ngandirike momeme. Hanga andika longa mobani. Hanga andika longa pendipendi. Ngongwe kunacha. Kuna nena ndoka qualification na kofnu mba ukache. Ae andika kongana nde. Iro ngane ngandika apply pendipendi. Odorori konzapo unamo nene muhamo nyoho grade 8. Hewa ningire tegele oramba teko skori nuchuna kowe. Like that's your highest qualification. Grade 8. Maruri mo toti kuchanga andiri mo meme kina mandihi. Kina mandihi tekaronga moba. O uka ningene eche. Baifo nige muri mo. Baifo to singmige nukuno nambu chuchuk. Oto ara uve nge mauno nana wakufuwa. Oh inda give us space. Tatuvoka, tu konjere metiti na nguwe ufige monoka. You know, just set standards for yourselves, my young people. But good standards, though. You know, whatever kutua imaruwa kaina ruara. Kuchochaza nepeni, chafike changwe nguwa rongomo mbanga. Money is money. If it's $200, it's $200. It's gonna buy you all the things that you need. Instead of you, leave the entitlement thing away. Leave the entitlement away. Ondiri joe mea kamono pa entitlement ondaza ohike orike tunga nakandi ni na inyashandono tonight when it comes to the entitlement of thinking no but they cannot. Shaike ono entitlement damo haramo nyuhe kunike matoho chidia. Because you just feel entitled. You know? On my hand depo mwine kukunda ye nange problema. Then nga adhimbike zimbo imo no hand depo imande kuwetike na uwetike huu kashashoma viradhiro mumtoge njinae. Eh? You already feel entitled na kuchanduvu nga atende punga ye. Ano chikwa chika. Ngino kundwa onge waninga nginya. Ngino kundwa chene. But you just feel entitled. Or you borrow something from me and I tell you that I don't have. Eh? We friends most. And they'd be like, ah, Nduva, can you help me ABC? And I happen to tell you that I don't have it though. You know? You still already just feel like, ah, you wanna cut me off because I'm fake. Because you just feel entitled. Like, yeah, kuna changi ningo horong. Oh, uchisha andika rongithi mariwa anje. Uchisha jinuma budget anje. but you just want to be like, nah, but how can you not help? The entitled, you know when you are entitled, you never go anywhere. Let things be and do your own thing. Set your own standards and make sure that whatever you feed your heart is a very good thing. Positivity, you gotta feed your heart that. It will get used to it until you get addicted to positivity. In andaround we know addiction na home marovu homaka homapangweka. Undaround doti kuja yo. The way I'm just addicted to positivity. Let's change the subject. But apart from that, I also just quickly want to talk about, you know, people that I've got no problem, you know, with Christians, ne? Or people that are. I didn't want to say this, but then it's something that I have to bring up. You know, people that became retired slay queens, that's what I call them. Something. Those ones, when they become now, they become so, they don't do it for themselves anymore. To be like, okay, they don't do it for themselves anymore. Now they want to come here and preach to us and tell us that what we are doing is wrong, or I don't know, man. You know? And I feel like that's how entitlement also comes in. You know? Ngai handika kudhiro nundiche. Stop believing in such things. Don't, like, you all do your thing. Let's do our things. This is one thing that I told, this is one thing that I also spoke about, I think the other weekend when I came to work, and I was like, set your own rules, you know? Don't do what people are doing, you know? Don't do A, B, C, and D because of Maria or Selma. Do your thing for as long as it's not coming with bad consequences. You good. But this whole thing of all of these retired slay queens trying to project whatever they went through, eh? After they realized now they want to come and project there on us and be like, yeah, but you are not supposed. I don't wish kwa ningini mawe opoka tore muno na ushambo wazamona o. Owa ihogan bagwe? See, that's what you could say. Inimaimwe, they are just none of your business. You know, like, ona neshua garuru kono wongkazana ngono wamati. Tokara mu Kristo ohe mono, to change on jira hohe. Stop taking away the freedom from us. Don't do that. You had your time and you squashed it like that. And now, when you see, now, you know, when you see young ones doing their thing and whatnot, you tend to feel like, aye, otayo no poeng haramo nyo dao and whatnot. Sometimes you know what we're doing. You get what I'm saying? But you just because you had your time and you wasted it like that, eh? It doesn't necessarily mean that by Yeshua Pramo, you need to come and make noise and be like, yeah, but you can't do A, B, C, and D. Shua zamona anona hea tano eno shea yoroki tashitinga nangae ochoandika nikina tuyogereni. Let's believe in our own things. You know, I don't make noise. I don't tell anybody to stop believing in whatever. But when I believe it, like, let's all do our own things. Individually, we have our reasons, you know. You have your reasons why you retired and you became what you became. I have my reasons why I believe in certain things and whatnot, you know. But it's exactly 8:10 and this is the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. So, congratulations, Nehonena. Before I dive into what, where is my poster? We are going to talk about how divorce affects children. You know, this is a conversation I was having with a friend of mine. I asked him because I was also running out of topics, Obiso, and I was like, but what are you going through? What did you go through as a young person? What affected you as a young person? And then he gave me this topic. Shout out to Lee. And he said that a family full of love is such a beautiful thing. But life happens and parents end up divorcing. But how do you think now this separation affects the children after they were so used to having both parents in the same house? And how do you think it's hard to choose as a child who to stay with after the separation? It's something that comes with, it's a whole broad subject. It's something that really comes with a whole lot of consequences. For some kids, they become abusers. Some have got anger issues because, you know, sometimes parents separate from a very, very young age. And as much as you have all these questions in your head, you can't say no, nothing. But you can see what's happening. So now with all the questions that you have in your heart and your head, you're like, nah, man. It just builds in there until it just turns into anger. And you just have got a temper with every little thing. It comes with a whole lot of things. You know, it comes with hate. You know, and my mom is also going through, maybe let me say, the father is the reason why the separation happened and whatnot. You know, obviously she's also dealing with her things and I'm staying with her. It might somehow, somewhere also just break, you know, the relationship that I had with my father. You know, I'm not gonna have a relationship with my father anymore because of the things that I'm hearing from my mom. You know, but sometimes you never know what really happened. You really don't know the details as to why they separated as a child. It really breaks, you know, like relationships, you know, and I was telling him to, you know, like give me history, what really happened. And yeah, man, he said like it really destroyed him to an extent where, you know, he had to now stay with mama. No, he had to stay with the father, right? And the mother moved with his smaller siblings, you know, and it's just how the father at the time was also still maybe dealing with the anger, and he couldn't believe it happened, regardless of him being the reason why it happened. And he was just trying to, you know, like come to terms with a lot of things, you know, and sometimes and whatnot, which kind of like made him ambadapara. And during the holidays, he would go and visit mama. But I mean, when the holidays over, you gotta go back to your toxic environment, you know. And every time he has to leave, it's as if, you know, like your heart leaves your body, because now you just don't understand. You have to go there, but you really don't understand what's really happening in that house, mentally, emotionally, and all of that. There were just a lot of things that really happened or that were happening that really destroyed him emotionally and mentally, and he didn't understand that, you know. And apparently also the sister hated the father so much, and but also at the very end of the day, the reasons I come with conversations like this is not for fun. It's not to expose people. It's not fun to be telling people stories what they went through when they experienced such things, but also at the very end of the day, it's us trying to find the causes as to why such things are happening. You know, dig for the answers, dig for the roots, so that at the very end of the day, we understand as kids, you know, that even if our parents, you know, because I feel that the generation, our children, is going to be the luckiest generation, because they will know how to deal with all these things. You know, so at the very end of the day, just us trying to dig for the answers, so that when our parents separate, we know and we understand that it's something that really, I don't have to be an angry child because the parents understand. You know, but it also needs to come from the fact that life happens and separation do happen. Even if it was never the mission and the vision, people don't get married to get separated. People don't get married to get divorced one day. It's never anybody's dream. But then it happens anyways, you know. But also at the very end of the day, we're just trying to, you know, like make peace with the fact that if it happens, it must not create a hatred between families. You know, it must not destroy the relationships, you know, between kids and their parents, you know, but it also needs to, you know, like come from the fact that, I mean, yeah, man, it's life and we're all doing this for the very first time. And if it didn't work out, oh, away. And also kids just need to understand that because at the very end of the day, they're going to grow up one day also, you know, and they will find their partners also, you know, and they need to understand from here that when one day it doesn't work out, you don't have to go and kill yourself. You don't have to commit suicide. You don't have to turn to drugs and alcohol for you to get better. You know, but it needs to come from a point that this is life. And I mean, these are some of the challenges that just it came with, you know, and some things we just have to accept because they are out of our control. You can also go right ahead and call us in studio. Tell us your story, what happened to you when your parents separated. Tell us what you are going through when your parents are filing for divorce. Or just tell us what happened to, you know, like your friends or just anything that you know about this. And if you don't have anything relatable to that, you can go right ahead and just tell us what do you think we should do now, as young people, to never become angry when our parents separate one day. You can go right ahead. The number in studio is 833-660-91. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 833-660-91. R.I.P. Russ Sherham. These are the legends that lived, man. I'm definitely going to look for a song.
You are the National Road Safety Council is a statutory.
You can also call me in studio, but in the midst of all of it, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this. This is Harmonize. This is Harmonize with who? Willie Paul. Don't go anywhere.
Kupata we mdoli kwa jili yangu Mungu amekushusha kitungue norata ya mtoli ama nyama nyama kwenye samusa kichuguni mzigo na toroli hadi nguo inataka pasuka usupu mwenye macho ya goroi rangi kama unaoga mafuta oh my, oh my. Sijani kimbia dunia nile niwe na wewe sisemi nabaki na kuna guna mama sisemi nabaki na kimunya sisemi nabaki na kuna guna mama sisemi nabaki na kimunya. You, baby, oh, allow me kiss you, sherry, oh, allow me touch you, baby, oh, allow me kiss you, yeah. Toto, toto, umeumoka, umbika, shabu, toto, mwenzako na malizika, eh, hauna nyodo, kukwangu ndo malaika, usilete zoko, mwenzako watanizika.
I don't lie, girl, you know you changed my life. In your eyes, I don't lie, girl, you know you changed my life. Oh my. si heavy. Na baki na jimunya. Si heavy. Na baki na kuna unda. Mama si heavy. Na baki na jimunya.
You seem so worried.
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. Get some.
Only now that life is lifing that we really understand where the late Ras Sheham was coming from.
Juka kuningi ninobu, kariza kumbugantu, juka kumbangarantu. Njogero shaire shaya, uyunyuzi uita uvuru. Njogero shaire shaya.
Shina anditi ya horike, uyu nyuzi wito uvuru. Yo, guys, I fully understand where. I understand the pain, man. I understand the pain of the young people, you know, like taking it back to what I just spoke about earlier on, about young people that are still, you know, like living with parents and how toxic it's getting, you know, but you thinking that it's my parents' house, but it's still my parents' house though. Ito you, anumbori to you visako. Eh? Ubo nerasha matati kucha, uyu ni ito uvuru. Oto uvuru kuchipondora kachona. Ngewe ngene kukure nae.
Mizeta mako zituro mwenyo mambinzi. Shumba zive. Skiabadu, ngiabadu, ngiabadu. Uwe. Minori rae. My friend. Yeru odi no kutenda. Joker. maisha ya hoy mi aceite toma jodituro mueño mombinzi Ta iro koi, kai no kera me piaja gumwe. Non voya rokai, nam sindo kwari mai. Let it go, let it go, let it go. You got to let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go with the wind. Me a say show hero, shine shine. De toma jodituro meño mambinzi.
Seem so worried.
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Shakati, unda kokera mokatana, bakara na koksa morukanda, nagaye onda morandi nonjoli, oyari yokuninga pondo kotora. My daddy, I'm sorry, I know I didn't make it ahead of the dream. Kindi mo timba mboke mo tu yera shotari hatu yu changi nukuru kosa no poskora pokata na sota pefa mama ina tufuta. Orunji runji morukanda mono otoshekwa Oyanje yari acha satu shuire pokati marangero wetu tarata ife satu tondo kaso tuka komesho Now we make a paper and we bless our family Home tu sheka We wanna say we are sorry Never, never, never Never, never Never, never, never Never, 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 Njira keshe tohi Vimwa vina na mama nya Tovalika na keshe siku Ukale mega meno ya karunga Andimburu kwe siku nda performa Na mwona mamorike wanje Thank you my baby You love me, you support me I love you too Chara tu maniga Gerson Emmanuel Rivaldo, I got love for you Amushe na Marco ya Simon Iti mudimwa nande nande
Nakusa kepso kwa yachi no shorora, you've got a long way to go.
Rest in peace.
Kwa yhatenjom kumono makumagi donde paife opasapo.
Rest in peace.
Andi zimburu kwa toksi angura tangizo mwa memeshi bono no.
Fosta.
Hampaya barara na chopi kamba kano vere maeshe.
Now we make a paper.
And we bless our family.
Home to shake
us. We wanna say we are sorry.
Never, never, never.
Never, never.
Never,
never, never.
Tikira no kukwanda siguri moto mandola.
Never, never, never.
Never, never.
Never, never, never.
Tikira no kukwanda siguri moto mandola.
Deta shikesho teple suwanga kandiyame. Negi, amushe.
It's exactly 29 minutes past 10 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, talking about how divorce affects kids, you know, after the separation, bro. What am I saying? How divorce affects kids. Yeah, after the separation, after the parents separate. Now, kurunu. Akurunu akurunu mbaham karamu amu 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 tivirunu na menjokana. You don't know. Because I've got a lot of young people that are not getting married because they really want to get married. But it's because you are pressuring them. You are pressuring them into thinking kucha.
Onda kalahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utumaraka vahupi. O netwe kaimwe, o kufutarumwe, o kuyinyengarumwe, o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumba o netwe kaoyo hai dira dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe ohandi streaming. O mafikwa amwe ohandi popi. Oma fiku amwe, ohandi nigaishe, poshika ndoshimwe, pamwina parateza, uenda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, oma kwa tafanoni, data, momkaro wili, mwono parika, okutuma, koutumaraka, okustreaminga, na okudenga pamwina parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always, always, hotel, parates.
To the parents out there, you know, they are always, you know, like pushing the kids, you know, like get married. They don't know. You don't know what you're destroying, you know, because at the very end of the day, when you pressure me into something, into doing something that I genuinely don't want to do, but I'm just doing it because you saying I must do it, you know. You feel like all my peers have gotten married, and I don't go to mgera kuchondaro ko kanwaran, you know. And at the very end of the day, I get myself into something that I was forced to do, and it happens to not work out. Because when marriage happens, kids come, you know? Yamwena kuringenga kutu haya toka na mu December, magika nonchoka ni naifika, etegelero, orakwata na emona. Mofeo hohi monaro, you know? Vele vele few months after the opena katungandiro kakwaome ndere rutatu aushembo chotachika pimbira ni opone handika tameka andi andi dimbura kuja yo. So this is how it is, you know, when it's something that you did not because you really wanted to, but you did it because, you know, somebody pushed you to doing it. And I don't want to live my life like this, you know. I don't wanna go to bed and every day I'm thinking of leaving. Must I leave? Must I stay? You know? And then the next thing when he apologizes, you stay, and then he does the same thing again. Now, you're so confused. You're in a pool of confusion. Like, you lost yourself literally. You don't even know who you are anymore. Like, you totally forgot about yourself. You don't know what makes you happy anymore. You know? But there'll be a day and there'll be a time where you get fed up and you have to walk away. But that's when now the difficulty is going to come in. You don't know whether to leave your kids with a, you know, like father, or to go with all three of them. And also, I mean, come on, finances. Some of them are already big, you know. And sometimes the reason why there are a lot of bad things happening in your marriage probably is because maybe the father is a drunkard. Now you're so scared, you know, like, because I mean, the man have got grub, but he drinks a lot though, you know. So now you're scared to leave your kids with a father because I mean, you know, you really never know what's going to happen to your kids because you already know how your husband behaves. You know, and that's where the complications comes in. The complications come in and you don't really know what to do anymore. You know, or sometimes now life changes because I mean, all things are great financially because of the men. But right now that, you know, you gotta take care of yourself before, something bad happens to yourself, before you lose yourself. Or before you even lose your life, you gotta walk out of this marriage. You get what I'm saying? But also, now, it's gonna come with the fact that, you know, it might bring, it might also cause, you know, like a bad relationship with the kids, between the kids and their father. You know, and, to also people that, doing it because, they can see others doing it, you know, to the men that are causing their marriage to end simply because they feel like when they get married, their wife must become a domestic worker. You know? Mara nika mora kurka dhinika. Like, how? How do you choose? What gets you to the point of treating your whole princess like that? Of thinking you can even just insult her on the days that you are drunk, you can even just slap her in front of the kids. Like, what gets you to that point? Huh? Jojonga handiti omwenyona wiki finimambi wana. Oto dhimburuka when you were trying okwenderike madam anguka. Umwenderi kuhenda because I man okakadhono kana wakachoka parata katema man. This is the mother of my kids. I would love to make her my wife one day. You guys totally forget about it. Like you get too comfortable to even thinking that you can just say anything to her. She's now your wife. Like she can nandoto zihuya ochili natondoki kena nende nenga kuke madho henedi shureko. Like you tend... It gets to a point when better you just hate your wife, or because that's hate. Like, otorondo foka madama go enginya no, madama go honkare ke pone. And with those things at the very end of the day, wives or women can't also stand that. Especially in the era that we're in right now, where we are realizing that, you know, like our mental health needs to be taken care of because I can't do anything else with my sanity. You know, like if my sanity is not being taken care of, I can't be productive. I can't do nothing because it's such an important thing, you know? And at the very end of the day, vele vele, we go separate ways. And it's just due to those things. But also to the marriage that are ending because of things that are like that. Marriage that are ending because, oh, hamo kana nda mono kucha, pae vende kwa kana noya me umboranji, pae fandi kuningishi ndarane. Unonu, unona, Nandowe ame umbobombari husiku nanditoni. Nganino kanona takayama ya horike. Mbero handi mbogu jasahu. Ya kuru kavi. Atu, fimbari wandina nukanona kohe. Okachuchuka ngao mwariwa mtarara. Chiri chiri tepe kwa nukemo sidhungwa. Ndena ndewe menirote ame umbobombari. Ochiri nanditoni toki kengenge hachwe na mana nitatumana. But you get tired of this life also. You be like, ah oh, man, I don't deserve this. I'm a whole princess, like I don't deserve to be treated like this. You know? Like you guys are not watering that. And then at the very end of the day, you lose your whole family just due to you thinking that, yeah, you became my wife. It's now like you are my domestic worker. You know? It doesn't work like that. And to the ones that are doing it because we're living in an era of now of desperation of marriage, you know, where a lot of young people are not doing it because they genuinely want to do it, but they are coming from the fact that they're just so desperate to do it, you know. Yamo hawa za kono kuringa o engagement ndano kuri kutaye tatengeke kuna wana tandivwa kuwaza onjara onjoka na horike hipo madama mono. And then vele the very end of the day upone wakamana kuchayo yo nde amo mea nengaku, you know, and you already have 5 kids by then and you don't want to live like that. And that's how the separation comes in. But it also comes with consequences, you know, and it affects kids after that. And the angane, those ones that are doing it because they genuinely want to get married, they feel like it's time for them to get married. They feel like it's the right time for them to get married. And they were never pushed or forced or pressured by anybody, but it's something that came from their hearts. And then life happens, you know, life happens in there. And, they had to go their separate ways, you know, but it's something that also need to, you know, for kids to really understand, because now at the very end of the day, that's how, it affects kids, you know, it affects kids regardless of how good it was at the beginning, regardless of how, unforced it was and all of that, it still affect kids because the separation is happening, you know. But also that's how now kids need to, you know, like understand. I think it's something that we really need to understand from a very, very young age, that, you know, we understand it was not our dream to see our parents separate one day, because it's so beautiful to be raised by both parents in the same household. Like, I grew up there and I know how beautiful it was. I know how beautiful it is. I know how loving it is. I know how important it is. You know, when mommy cannot, you go to daddy. You know, when daddy cannot, you can be like, ah, but mommy, you know, indika kwa popirende kutate kuchayo ndaro kuzapondihe penipeni shaji and all of that. Like, it's such a beautiful thing. But it can also get to a point where there's only one parent, or things are no longer the same financially, you know. But I think from a very, very young age, as kids, you know, not even just in terms of marriage, kids really need to understand that this is life, man. Welcome to Earth. Welcome to unpredictable situations, you know. And welcome to challenges. And we really just need to understand that in life, failure happens, you know. And once they understand that, also taking it back to the reality of human nature and the concept of life, challenges are things that sometimes we've got no control over. Things like that. Some parents separating for whatever reasons, because it just didn't work out. You get what I'm saying, you know? But also, if kids now understand from a very young age that these are challenges that came with life, where something can look promising until it cannot, until it's just not bright anymore. And it's okay. Because it's also reminding me of a client that I once had. She was not even going through a heartbreak. No boy broke her heart, because she was just 20 last year. I think she's turning 21 this year, you know. And she's like, nah, but I really just don't understand. I feel like I'm depressed. I'm going through things like this and that. And I'm like, my baby, listen here. Welcome to life, you know. But the one thing that I can tell you right now is the fact that that is happening in your life. I'm not saying it's a little thing. I'm not saying it's a small thing. But I'm just saying that you need to get used to that now. Get used to the fact that life happens. And things are always not going to go your way. Muno mangala mwenye hamutura. Otovuro kutote mangodo he. Otovuro kupota shiwa nandito shitura molista ndeto chichangako billboarder. Kucha I want A, B, Z, and Z to happen in my life. But it might not happen. You get what I'm saying? But it also needs to get to a point where you need to understand that it's okay. You know? Because when they grow up, one day, let me say their parents now, these kids' parents get married one day and they divorce or they separate. That will also just click as because that's when the reality of human nature is obviously going to come in, emotions and all of that. And that's something that we have no control over. But they are not going to die in their emotions. You know, that's how this is going to come in for them to understand that. But I mean, at the very end of the day, you know, things like this do happen. And it's okay. Welcome to life. Now, that's what I told that girl. I'm like, the fact that that is happening, it's not going to stop there. But I just need you to understand from now on that the worst is still going to come. You're still going to fall in love. And that boy is going to break your heart. Yeah? Monone mutu paife ne shitori di morochi mashino chaningwa. Ngeka machona ne ngono ngono waka wira muhore na hendeta tea wura pona no mtimago he. Orika suto kame ngodi kuchayeng. Gaitandi huruwe.
If you are set to save, you save as a shop to be. This message will last you only pay 94.9945 kilos of marathon white sugar and 116.99 dollars for champions of maize meal with just 64.9943 kilos of Grande pasta and 27.99 dollars for Rama original 70% fast bread. You save your low-budget grocery store where good food
costs less. Things are always not going to go our way. You know, maybe not us personally,
great
but
news.
Maybe things are also Imba not
just got
go
even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25%.
If you
are set
to save, you save as a shop to be this month.
Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything in my shop. And it's
$16.99 for Champions of Amazement with just $64.99 for download and subscribe. $27.99 for Rama Original 70% Fast Bread. You save your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
It's just another one. Yeah. Oh, G-O-B-O-I. Let's get together. Let's get together. Let's get together. Let's get together, let's get together. Let's get together, tukale ni pamwe. Epi mbo la fika, epi mbo opaime. Tukale ni pamwe no kaume.
And that's what I'm saying, that, you know, like, if we grow up having that mentality, you know, having that mentality of understanding kucha, may bru, kachinata ne kucha, you know, akuru nune ngongi ni, there is nothing else that we can do. And it's okay. I don't have to get angry to an extent of wanting to know if it's my father's fault. They probably, you know, like got divorced because of some cheating scandals. Now, because me now I'm a child and I'm hearing things like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to go and kill my father for doing something like that. Because how could you do that? How could you even think of doing that to my beautiful mama? You know, because I've got people that are in jail simply because they did that. You get what I'm saying? They just couldn't understand that the marriage is coming to an end. But I'm definitely gonna give you some tips tonight. I got you covered when it comes to that. I'm gonna give you tips that you really need to comply to if you are a child that is going through that currently. If you probably maybe have your, you know, like your parents that are filing for divorce, or you maybe know a friend or somebody, you know, that really just doesn't know what to do, because it must be a very, very confusing time and a very confusing moment. But one thing that you guys also need to keep in mind, as hectic and as hard as it is, like things just and it's hard. It's a life that you never dreamt of doing, but it's happening right now. Nothing lasts forever. You're not gonna feel like that forever. So I'm definitely gonna give you, you know, like just some tips that you need to comply to. If you are somebody that is going through things, something like that right now, and you don't know what to do. You know, or you probably, just for future purposes, man, you know, you guys are gonna grow up one day, you know, and, be the parents now, you know. Maybe, onamuka kara kurumu bataki hetha kukonimaho, hunona usho uruhaman. I don't want you guys to be now the parents that are going to be like, koshwino hako, sho kwacha kacha, shinda zako njokano umoro asho, alo, ngono tatike mayanga kandaripo pe story, then ishwa amwichitinga no story, heni. You don't have to make me hate my father because of that, you get what I'm saying? You know, inu venja na ndengwe nguthokurombo na njini, mambikwa li hamu ingimo njokana hen. You know, that happened and I just need you to, you know, like grieve from that, you know, without you making me hate my father due to whatever, regardless of whatever happened, regardless of how much he have hurt you. You get what I'm saying? You know, we need to just grieve from that, and we'll still be able to raise our kids and make sure they still that, to make sure that they still have got, you know, like a relationship with both their parents. But I mean, yeah, man, when your children experience your divorce, their reactions will also vary, depending on their ages, on their personalities, family dynamics, pardon me, and also the circumstances of the divorce. And some children will also just experience immediate, distress, while others may also not show signs of distress until later. And some children internalize their emotions and appear more resilient than they are. And however, the biggest factor affecting their reactions is the level of conflict between you and your spouse. And even if your children don't witness conflict, they can sense it, you know, even in the way that you hug them. And also, one thing that I just quickly wanted to say is, imagine now, you know, your parents getting divorced. And hey, it must be the hectic thing ever. I can just imagine, you know, where the angry kids are coming from when the parents divorce. You know, like, imagine now your father and your mom got separated and your father remarried somebody else. Your mama didn't die or anything. He just phoned his soulmate because, I mean, cheating scandals were happening in the marriage. And then after that, he was cheating. I don't know what he saw in this girl. And then he decided to end the marriage and he married somebody else. I mean, as a child, now I'm going to start thinking that, what is wrong with my mom now? Is this the only time that he's like seeing that my mama is ugly? Or what's going on? It must be so sad. It must be so sad to, you know, like, experience something like that. But I mean, yeah, man, it's not about your mother. It's not about your mother at all. It doesn't need to, you know, like, because I also understand maybe how it affects them, you know, that, I mean, we were married and then you found somebody else. I didn't die, you know? You found somebody else and remarried while I'm still alive. You know, it must be the most hardest thing. You know, but one thing that you really need to understand is that it's not about you, man. It's not about you. And we need to, you know, like, make peace with the fact that we should stop feeling entitled, you know, to thinking that I'm the only person that deserved that person. You get what I'm saying? If he decided to move on with somebody else, oh, away, it's okay. Maybe there were certain things that maybe that's his person. Maybe that's his soulmate. You get what I'm saying? And for me, as a person that was left for him to get married to somebody else, I need to just start thinking that, you know, I don't need to even get insecure and be like, is it because, you know, I'm too chubby? Is it because A, B, C, and D? Is it because you need to start also just building your life, man, and just move on? You know, whatever happened, happened, and you just need to understand that, I mean, yay, this is life, man, and anything can happen, you know? What if also, because if you start beating yourself up there, that's how the stress is gonna come in, high BP, and you stop focusing on yourself, and then you stop loving yourself just because of somebody else. But life doesn't have to stop there. Your life does not have to revolve around somebody. It needs to move on. Start taking care of yourself. Hit gym. Focus on yourself full time. Who never know? You might also just meet some millionaire, and you might also just remarry again. What's wrong with that? It's life. I mean, come on. But I mean, yeah, man, the most common reactions are anxiety, worry, and fear. And when it comes to this, the uncertainty of how life will change causes stress. And children fear losing a parent or just moving from the neighborhood. Reassure them about what will change and what will stay the same. But don't make promises that you may not be able to keep. You know, just be honest with them. That baby girl or baby boy, mommy and daddy are no longer together, but trust me, I'll always be here whenever you need me. Or I'll be visiting you every weekend. Or you'll be coming at my place every other weekend. You know? But don't make promises to be like, aye, mommy and daddy have separated, but we are getting back together. Don't worry, we'll still be... Don't do that to your kids. Don't do that. Just make sure that you're honest with them. And what it can also come with, it comes with a whole lot of anger. And when it comes to this, children blame you. They may blame you, your spouse or both of you, for breaking up our family. They may also be frustrated that they have no control over the decisions that you and your spouse will make. And if possible, just validate the emotions, but use language such as, we did our best, but we are all sad. Or we believe this is what is the best for our family. Using we conveys to the children that no single person is to blame. You get what I'm saying? And that's how respect is gonna come in. You know? Tell your kids that we did all we could, but I think we'll be better off if we're not together. Because I mean, if it was now your father coming home drunk every night and I'm being beaten up blue and black every day, I have to, you know, like, let my kids see this happening. Because I mean, mind you, it's a commotion, it's an argument that is happening late at night. Daddy is drunk and he's coming home, and obviously I have to be loud, or he has to be loud, because I mean, there's nobody that is listening to the other. Like, I don't want, some kids really don't want, I mean, some parents really don't want their kids to grow up in a situation like that, you know, or something is happening. Because with the story now of my friend that told me about what was happening in their household, was whenever something happens, it was, you know, like, I don't know, I think it gets to a point. That's why I said earlier on, does it really get to a point, I know, as a husband, where you just hate your wife? Or what makes you think that you can just learn to focus on kurunungwen? That's one thing that I don't understand. We can't be blaming alcohol and shifting blame to drugs all the time and be like, nah, but the reason had ngon kuruka the or hanomarov and whatnot, or penny game ha kapuro and now a kuruma kwaono mangawa, yeriga soba nan. Regardless of whatever, that's gender-based violence. You can't do that. That's physical. Why would you physically abuse the mother of your kids? Somebody that you were dying to stay in the same house with. Somebody you couldn't wait to wife. You forget about all these things instantly, just in a blink of an eye. What makes you forget about all these things? Huh? kwali tokambadala ubumune meme wanu chiri chiri eh tuumbumune left right and center for her to really believe you that you are a man and you can get married and you really want to marry her. What makes you forget? What leads you to thinking that you can just beat your fellow elder? Like, why would you do that in front of your kids? And Mina as a mother, Mina as a wife, I don't want my kids to grow up in an environment like that. Because kids, at a very, very young age, they are so quick. Especially from the age of 4 to 10. These kids are so quick to pick up what's happening. They pick up everything. The reason we know vowels up until this day, A, E, I, O, U, is because we're 6 years old when we're in kindergarten. And we never lost count. We know vowels up until this day, as old as we are right now. So from that age, I don't want to have my kids, you know, looking and growing up in an environment like that. So what you can do, if you guys are separating, you can make them understand that it's not anybody's fault. But I think, you know, the reason your daddy now can maybe beat me up is because maybe I'm not the one. Because why would you beat your soulmate, man? Ma sorry handu vuko kuvengi konkuru nukweni. Ani datu vuri koko kupotza sobiso. Ngeto kupotza itadi zine. Na tutopoka anu. Shashi anu anginyan. Ngeinandala ukarala no stresa keshesi kuka. But what you can tell your kids in a moment and in a situation like that is that we tried our level best. But it's not working. And sometimes, I don't want you guys to grow up in an environment like this. I don't want you guys, when you grow up one day and get married, andi kuva muri kombada hi fomwa mangwa po muri medorongo mwi shashi hewa dengero ngurukadi nomwetha we ani opafo hasimbara nokuli hewa dengero ngurukadi wanu nomwetha we siwo meso nguro uri pen. I don't want that because I mean amagado mashu pokara mwenye onde nai. I don't want to see things like this one day as a mom. So you can reassure your kids by saying those things. You know, that we tried our level first. Confusion, sadness, pardon me, sadness and grief. And for children, the upset and the sadness can really be overwhelming as they grieve the loss of the intact family structure. They may also struggle to adjust to the changes as you and your spouse share parenting time. It can also be reassuring to tell them that you are still a family under two roofs. You know, please, it's such an important thing to make sure that you reassure them when it comes to that you guys are still parents, their parents, and there's nothing, you know, that can ever change that regardless of what's happening right now. What can also happen or what can also come with is confusion, guilt, and self-blame. Young children may also be especially confused as they cannot understand the reasons for the divorce or what it means for them. You know, they may also feel torn between their parents. Children often blame themselves for the separation, thinking that they may have caused it by their behavior, or they may also just believe that they could have done something to prevent the divorce. It's important to let children know that they didn't cause the divorce, and they can't change it, and they can't also make their parents reconcile by being good. It's also very important to let them know that can love both parents and never have to choose between them. You know, kids really need to, as hectic as it is and as confusing as it is. And sometimes the kids are so young and they're so small and they really don't know what's going on. And sometimes, because you can't really say much to them because you don't know as a parent if they ever they understand what you are talking about, you know. But what you can say is that you guys are never the reason we're separating, you know, because some of the kids tend to think that maybe we could have saved the relationship or could have saved the marriage, you know. But also, if it was due to cheating scandals, you know how I conje, because some kids are very small. They even have conversations like that, you know, with their fathers and stuff like that, you know. So, you guys really don't need to, you know, like blame yourselves into thinking maybe you could have done something, you know, because if, it was something to be done, they would have done it as parents, you know. If the marriage was to be saved, they would have saved it themselves. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need to blame yourself for anything at all. A desire of reconciliation. And when it comes to this, many children wish and pray for their parents to reconcile. Even when it's unrealistic, while it's also very important to acknowledge their feelings, it's also very important to help them accept the new reality. You know, I understand that a lot of I wish. Yo, I can just imagine. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes for a second and just think about it. It must be really, really so hard. Because, I mean, mind you, mommy is no longer home with dad the way it used to be. You know, so you'll be the child now that wishes, you know, they can reconcile again and be okay again. Maybe mommy can come back home again. But you guys also really need to understand that sometimes it's really better. It's really okay when the parents, it's healthier that way when the parents are not together. You get what I'm saying? And that's something that you guys really need to make peace with, whether you like it or not. You know, because you have to really remind yourself of what mommy said or how daddy explained to you, like what I mentioned earlier on, that you really need to reassure them and tell them that it's no one's fault, but it's okay. I think we're better off when we are separated. Withdrawal and isolation. And when it comes to this, children may also cope with the divorce by drawing as a way to avoid the pain of situation. They may also just refuse to talk about their feelings, although they are struggling to come to terms with them. Other children also cope with their emotions through fantasy play or daydreaming as a way to escape the daily stress. Reassure your children that even if they don't want to talk about their feelings now, you will always welcome questions and conversations that will help them adapt to the changes. Without pressuring them to talk, you might also say some kids feel sad, angry, and scared, and those are very normal feelings, you know. So, yeah, man, it must really, really be the hardest thing, you know, that they might have a lot of questions, but sometimes they might get scared to, you know, like really ask. But what you can do as a parent is, you know, like just make them understand that, you know what, you know, like you should feel free whenever you want to ask about anything, because also, mind you, it's like you're also just taking them to school, you know, to just educate them that, because these kids are not going to be with you until then, you know, these kids are going to grow up one day, and they might also find, you know, their partners one day. At least they will know how to go about it, so history doesn't repeat itself. Or when history repeats itself, then they will know what to do. School and behavior problems. And when it comes to this, some kids may also act out at school, get in trouble, neglect schoolwork. Some may just become very reckless or begin to also just withhold information about their academics. You know, their grades may also just slip, and they may also just appear to lose interest in school. It may also just seem that they stop caring about it. It's very important to let the school know about the changes in the family, or you may also just need to work with the school to develop more support for your child at school. Other children may also just act more at home, seeking attention from one or both parents with an unconscious goal or reuniting their parents. Often these reactions are also temporary, but for some children it may also just mean that they're developing depression that needs to be addressed with counseling. It's very, very hard, but also they don't need to suppress their feelings. You know, they really just need to, you know, as a parent, I think you really need to, you know, like keep telling them, you know, reminding them of the concept of life, you know, that it's okay. A, B, C, and D happened, but it's not like we've got control over it, you know, and it's okay. You need to accept, you know, and through the acceptance, obviously, it's going to come with a whole lot of emotions because at the very end of the day, we're human beings with feelings, we do feel, but also they just need to, you know, like, make sure that for them to get over it, more quicker and more faster so that their school activities can be affected so they don't dive into depression and then the next thing they can't even study for their exams. It's just to make sure that you tell them and make them understand that you don't need to suppress your feelings. Feel whatever you wanna feel. And it's okay for you to feel like that, you know? And, if you try to suppress them, that's where the problem is gonna come from. You know, if you try to, you know, like act tough and say you're okay while you're not, that's where the problem is gonna come in, you know? But at the back of your mind, as much as you're going through this, you know what needs to ring, pardon me, at the back of your mind is that it's life, man. It's life and it happens, man. Changes in sleep and eating habits and regression. And when it comes to these younger children, we also just regress, demanding more attention, bedwetting, becoming more clingy and just behaving in ways that they had previously outgrown. Children may also just have trouble sleeping, experience nightmares, or just want to sleep with their parents. They may also just change the eating habits, eating more and less than before. And some children may also just develop eating disorders, pardon me, due to the stress that they're experiencing. Attachment and loyalty issues, and when it comes to these younger children, may also just have separation anxiety as they adjust to custody schedules. They may also just feel pulled into loyalty tests or conflicts, especially if they feel that one parent is more to be blamed for, and just recruiting them to be more messengers, spies, or also the confidence. And this commonly also just occurs when parents continue to have a relationship. And the important things you can do are end the conflict with your co-parent and protect your children from assuming these roles. You know, so all the children may also have difficulty trusting your relationships, you know, if when to start to date again, or when they also just begin to explore romantic relationships, they may also just feel failure in the relationships. I get this because I feel like I'm in a relationship with somebody that, you know, kind of like also went through the same thing, and it's the way he is. But also I think the fact that people, the fact that I spoke about, they become so clingy and they become very emotional. He's such an emotional human being. Oh my gosh. Every little thing, he wants to get teary, you know, and I think that's grieving, you know, that's him, because it doesn't go away, you know, it just gets better, and it's like literally like losing somebody. It's the pain that you get used to and you get to live with for the rest of your life. It's like holding, I was listening to Jay Shetty one day, and it's like grief is like having a stone in your pockets, you know. And it's always going to be heavier, you know, when it happens, at the beginning of it happening. It's always going to be very comfortable. It's going to be heavy. You're always going to feel that stone every other minute. Until now you get used to it, you know, and it doesn't disappear. It doesn't go anywhere, but it just gets lighter and you get used to it. And I feel like, yeah, he's at a point where he have gotten used to it, but it never goes away. It really never goes away. Relief, and when it comes to this, if your marriage was violent, highly stressful, or unstable, your children may also be relieved when you divorce. However, they may also experience other reactions listed here that I just gave you right now, despite their relief at the end of the marriage. Like I just said earlier on, that it's such an important thing, because some kids, are older. Very, very older, and they understand and they can see what's really happening. If it was an abusive marriage, you know, of course, it's just so easy for you to, you know, like, understand, you know, and you know, like, just make them understand. And they can also see that, do you guys really want to grow up in an abusive house? You know, how do you guys feel every day when your dad is beating me up? You, of course, don't want to see me in a situation like this. You get what I'm saying? So every child is different and every divorce is unique. So your children will also just need your emotional support, reassurance, and understanding. If they experience this from the significant adults in their lives, grandparents and caregivers and teachers, they will over time cope with the stress of the divorce and adapt to the new changes. Consider professional counseling also for them, or family therapy, and it will also just show worsening signs of these reactions, that they can also learn healthy way to cope with their emotions and the new family dynamics, and that can really, really help. But also one thing that I quickly want to say before I play a song for you guys is that it's okay. It's okay for it to come to an end. It's okay for you to have another chance and another short at life. You get what I'm saying? And I can remember I was watching Mini Dlamini after her divorce, because she got divorced, right? It had been how many years right now? Nandi Madida was interviewing her, and it's how she mentioned that it was very difficult. It was very painful, and everything that it came with. You know, like, divorce is such a painful thing, and nobody gets married to go through that. You know, but the fact that you are not yourself anymore, because I mean, when people kept really asking her what was the main reason, what was the core reason as to why you got divorced, she was like, yeah, she lost herself in the marriage, and for her staying in the marriage was just, you know, like, causing so much pain, because she kept losing herself more and more, because at the very beginning, before she even got married, she could see red flags, but then she ignored them. You get what I'm saying? Until she got married, she's like, man, I can't do this anymore. You know, and if you choose to stay when the abuse is hectic, if you choose to stay when you are not yourself anymore, then you don't like yourself like that. You know, it's okay for you to go back home again. But especially this GBV that is happening in your marriage, is better to go back home alive than going back in a casket. You don't want that. You don't want to cause that pain to your kids. You know, you of course don't want to leave your kids orphans as small as they are right now. You know, but what you can do, there's nothing wrong, like, with literally walking away from a marriage that was no longer serving you. You know, and to the ones named Bahab, hey, tatangu na meyando taihura tati, ngeshi usike mono ndi inokano, nga ame njoka nuhadhira nba, nwe ahorike kamwete ya kweni bahazi kwa tanyanyano kuchaye, chiriku ya kambori hachipu, ndo mwenike mekamba mwitu kune njoka na mwiro mbwelike kuchaye, ngeshi uli mono inokano, achito chimike chiripu ike chinondilo na imbera, you know? Ngaendi he kondikaze kwa ndi nyanya na tango he omakano mombada kuchaya shashimbe ya mutu ngeno ya liokana ngeno paife shashayi huranja kuchashuri mwono nangu inokanwa ngeno ya liokanwa ngeno nde tazi kukenjo kana ngeno paife mutu marukanda muneri mota ihura kucha hee choche kukuthako njokana sho ya horike ngashike mba hamuro ya kweni kuchonjo kana shwe ithika poshito hivuru hengu tapo pineke nisukwa hoka nemi mungara mwenye efeni ni mafa monoman. People are going through it. Let people be, and you are the very same people that are really making it so hard for people to leave when it's really time to leave, because it's no longer serving them and their kids anymore. Their kids now are growing up in a house where they've gotten used to the fact that every day daddy comes home at 2 a.m. Otuno kupenduka, or else atukuvike nare huwada meme tade mwako ndudahui. And it's an everyday cry, you know? And the mother doesn't want to leave because of the outsiders now, because of society, because of you people. You guys like talking, and you guys never went through things like this. And even if it was you, you wouldn't want to go through something like that. So to my dear, Mina, I don't have a problem with divorce, bruh. If it's no longer serving you, you gotta go right ahead and just do it. File for it, my brother. File for it, my sister. Hacho money vision. Ino kuru pikwa. Konjo kan. Ngoji mina chirongi na chironga. Unona. Ino karamu moru nonaka. Unonana ofesta nike kuja na sikuli mwe au kakoka. Ndita uka kara wara mini mafamu. Mwe to upuranga atoti. Uhamono gesi kushi handi piti nda zinde ishonda the mwakusho. Ocho ne mwe arashono. If the answer is no, then why the heck am I still here? Why am I still here? Of course, you guys don't want that for your mother, do you? So you can't get angry over that and blame your mother, because sometimes you guys are grown and you can see exactly what's going on. You don't want to do that, you know? So it's not really something that you guys really need to, you know, like be so angry over. But what you can do is, you know, like go through the emotions, because at the very end of the day, you guys are humans. But I mean, yeah, man, it must not be something that will force your mama to stay there, because you guys will hate them for that. Kutame mesheke wazi mama njokana mwino popsa enangayako. Ah! Shika shesimbuwa teze mwanengo nyokusho miho karapoka. Nande nande. But it's exactly 18 minutes past 11 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Diary show. You can go right ahead and call us in studio and tell us your opinion. What do you think? Eh? Na tukare mwike nda tui vidhimikire ngonyo dhosho ya horike nenge na tuhe nda mufestana kucha. It is what it is, and this is life. I'll be right back after this.
Tapendo kandino dhivu kontime Naro ya nyengana ngae ngondo kandina Umi ubo kamuna chasho kuje Ununga mungai watara Tudima mungai jine. Yeah.
Young cool. uyangkhuza mangenzoko uyangkhuza 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 namasosho mzimba alale nembeza wami ingqondo yami yangida angkhoni na noqamba ma Sing so then I turn on the numbers as you want. Sing so then I turn on the numbers as you want. Sing so then I turn on the numbers as you want.
Chikao shafaa sana na analonge shifaa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo, ota ingongo tisamweni. Anange shifaa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa onjika. Seisa nina omayaguro ni randito mwa yoe, yonge shifaa yoe kupitiramo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende pimeleha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwa shipareki uimopo yomo programa betu. Moambo, dengira selma. Kodara hita tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
It's exactly 34 minutes past 11 o'clock and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. It's almost time for me to love and leave you guys, but before I do that, I still have a few minutes and, with the tips that you need to comply to, if you're one of the parents. One of the kids, you know, that are having parents that are filing for divorce or probably have divorced and you're really, really finding it so hard to, you know, like cope with it and understand and make peace with the fact that it's really, really happening. So what can you then do to help the transition go better? But just explain what you can do is explain their developmental level. And when it comes to this, all the children will likely already know what separation or divorce means. For younger children, however, you may also have to explain things like, we do not feel happy when we are together anymore, you know, and we both just still love you very, very much. Let your children know that they aren't responsible, you know, like for the end of your relationship, like I mentioned earlier on. And this may also just help relieve misplaced feelings of guilt. Children may also just ask you why you are separating. While honesty is important in this conversation, you always... Really? No. Oh, I went, so I quickly still have to repeat myself. I want to hear on that. I won. Quickly. Aim for stability. What was I talking about here? Create a calendar. Also, you know, children will also just benefit from knowing what to expect and just having a visual calendar with expected visitation, pardon me, days, or in just indicating what days they will be at each other homes. It's very, very helpful. It can also just include fun family activities on this calendar so that they can also just have something to look forward to. Seek therapy if it's needed. It's such a very important thing, especially if you are dictating, you know, like from not dictating, but if you are picking up, you know, like some changes in your kids' lives, you know, like if they're not performing at school anymore, like I said earlier on, it's such an important thing to make sure that you find somebody in the family member, you find any family member in your family that can be able to talk to your kid, you know, like about all these changes. It's such an important thing. Now I'm giving you my child, so you just talk to her, or instead of you just being there for me and just, because it's such a difficult time. It's like you lost somebody. Like, this is, it feels like death. It's not death, but it feels like death. You know, because life is no longer going to be the same. Everyday conversation, everyday tea for you guys. It like literally becomes tea. And we really need to, you know, like, stop, you know, like habits like this in community, in society. You know, we need to be very, very supportive. But I mean, also, yeah, man, it's almost time for me to love and leave you guys. I only have got few minutes before I vie. But before I do that, I just have got a quick message to the men out. You guys are mostly the reasons why marriage are coming to an end. I don't know what makes you guys forget so quickly how much you really wanted me. I know hangari ya mwarani, I know njoka na mberufu ulikune. Shashi, if more especially cheating scandals. You people are destroying women's confidence. You guys are creating a society of insecure women now due to your cheating scandals. If you are still a cheater, ngino pramo. Onjokana kahichihambi na pramo. Karike muyuni ohemo. Deto kurupire mona nasi. Woto pumo, shawa pumo, negatu chukuchotoka mona. Esena sinatuara nuyavuruwa ka. Okoku chike. If you can, please don't do that. If people are destroying families. And it's not nice. You know, and now, how is it going to be? Because for me as a woman, I don't want to feel insecure every time. You know, I don't want to be, keshe thimbondi kwadike kuchamutu shaza mome umbo, okunangwaka, akamitinga kesh. I don't want to live like that. I wanna be at peace. You know, but at the very end of the day, it's gonna come to a point where I'll get tired and get fed up. And you already gave me 5 kids. You know, and I have to move on because my life didn't revolve around you. And you also have to find somebody else. Now it will be a thing of like, we're so used to being in one family, in one house, taking care of our kids. But it was never like that. But you are the reason why that is happening. Just because you couldn't control your flesh. Just because it's not like the vagina was not in the house, it's there because Mina is your wife, I'm there. But you still want to go outside there. There's no use to do that. And if that's what you enjoy, if that's what you want, then don't get married. Because for the marriages that are coming to an end due to divorce, that's something that I'm not for. You know, and I really just need you guys, as much as you wanted that woman, as much as you couldn't wait to wife her, you know, and one thing I like saying is our hearts, they get used to how you treat them and what you give them and what you feed them on a daily, you get what I'm saying? But I'm going to go with Kisanjohore. No, kupopiwa nangaye na wa. Harwa rundu, oko kuchiko mwenye waje, o watamburo timasho chana. Then keep it up. Keep it like that. Anini mambino poku katameka totu kunje mokatika anono haika zapen. Nenge waro kuze ngongurunu kwenye haika zapen. Ikisano mwenye wanje shiwe wikisa nare petameko me. You know? Keshenga simbonde kugeitha lela uvita kuchapa fwage ya wapako. Pesha alike lo kutenda njenga wangani mike nge nge maiki noe ruronya na ngoto timkata tita. Waka na hano kwa lia andika hore simbonde ando waka muro sere njeme iburu man. Eh? Waka nona andike ndendo waka nona haka kwa tomwezi na kara njike chiri. You know? Remember that, like, remember everything that you were doing to make sure that you impress me. To make sure that I understand and I believe that you can wife me. Like, make me remember those things. Like, let's be elders. At the very end of the day, you don't want your kids to grow up like this. Neta mo zimburu kwa kucha, mama putu komu, tampu tudhiru uno naweni mo, kala tamvenga kuruka vieni komesho huno naeni. Uno naweni kevurado komesho, au kakala kombada hifo ulime dhorongo wadhipaga kuruka vyao. Uno no hautambura mbara. And you don't want to be that parent. Shashisi tatuka mana kupopsa? Ochiro tuna kupopsa kujaye tate matewa heno nonanu wa hamo dhulongo. Okape ohofa ohari nenanu okape avuromino kwa tatumo dhulongo. Otuna kupopsa? Marathimboni mwe onamwe tithini mambi. Ngea konjoka nitofuru enga nepa mwenda ningo head deka hohe waka zimburu kuchaye mboli nduva is not my soulmate. I can't do this anymore. I did not cheat, I did not, but you just don't feel at peace, ah. Ini kuthindira konguthi ukare mwaminu aramu. Natuze mwike pa uvathanu. Ashe konjoka ni natuzi momo rini mewa machitingo no mavengo ka. Namu natuze mwike tuwete kuchaye mboli shwa zukamba zara mami itachika zaka ya. Not perfect, man. That makes sense. And it will be even easier to explain to the kids. But what's in my hodenge, meme, and they will explain what happened. As much as yeah, you are trying to explain. I understand you are my father. I've forgiven you. It's not okay to be beating your fellow elders. Ndoa yeni menje viriro ya rongi kurumu na ndoa shashi ya putuka mwama umbo. Muniko endira keshefimbo. Kamuniko mbirika. Ngombirika muholi tamu hivuru. Keshe umwe na heka anjao. Hmm? Keshe umwe kohino kuchiko. Nachuni keke umbo. So, honestly speaking, they talk about Vision 2030, but I mean, we're so close to that now. I mean, Vision 2030, 2025, like, how many more years to that? You know, my vision, seeing this, you know, like, I can remember when I was in grade 9, my history, I know as a country, we got our independence in 1990 and the 21st of March, you know, and there is a vision now that was said, kucha, by 2030, at least quality education, at least what. When I grew older, you know, shinda katameka ndino mayuru, and I'm realizing all these things. And I'm trying to, you know, like, think logically and apply logic as to why certain things are happening. My vision have changed. My vision have changed, and I would like to, you know, like, ondara, ngashi kenge no me prisoner. Muka kare muri empty. Like, my vision in 2030, prisons should be empty, man. Ngashi posa the police and whatnot. Natari uchin mamzono tayi replace an oresha. Aso taka kara police ita kwa toran. Katunasha atuka ninga se. Atuka kwa tuata ninga chike. If we don't know those things anymore. We don't know how to beat women. We are not killing nobody. We are not addicted to alcohol and drugs, so we do bad things. We are not stealing. We are doing no nothing. We are doing good things. So obviously prisons will be empty. And you police officers, you need to find life again. Because who are you going to deal with? Which criminals? You know, I want it to be better. Shike mangi ke ko vision 2030 na tu fika chiri ne. Onda alike tu manguru le nye mtima vetu nda zuta wakini ukunge ni mambiri mwanjira. Ina pivenge niwe. We must not feel entitled to things anymore. We must not do things if we don't want to do them. Itovuru festani ujitovuru kuzengonguru nungwenika. Kuchana akare kugeka chithike peni. Ngitu uvuko wali kupopsa. Na hene kohina. Ochishwe pika hano mwenyu. Itovuru man. Sano na yetu mba tukavara. Otoara no na yetu ya kalike itura. Ochirichini ngashi turime education system adha piyagana ginono za kereketa. Otoa alika anona yetu ne. They need to be busy. To be busy with just surviving and fulfilling their patience and doing the most important things and just being positive towards life. Tayokana una yuvite ya rambi na yari na yara no. Nde kapena utaka kama njoka na ntaka venga mpaoka. Kapena anu nataka putuka mokatika avali ta hii vengeka. Nobody will do that. Our kids will not have kids that will have to wake up at 3 a.m. because that's the time that daddy comes home. They won't know those things. But it needs to start now. The time is now. But it's exactly 54 minutes past 11 o'clock. And that was it from me. Benedict Hanzu Vashomati Hakemanya, Watandiga Rukicho, Engura Ngurondina Mumu and Damo Studio Neta de Franza, Nangakutue Tuchimane Postpota. We've got a very, very important topic that I always wanted to talk about, because I feel like a lot of people are really, really struggling with it, and, you know, you can't move forward. You know, you cannot move forward when that is in your way. You know, otafi konu ihovuru okupona nawa engenge unochaka utupo thingo. Wamona ngawa rokulira nde ouna ngurumuturura fochaka utu nengo sweet potato chiripo thingo mano ihovuru enokulira nde fanki nolira hakautu ndo nwinaliza popena nochi mato atwe tuchipuse na tate franza ngura mangiki na chiza mume haramwenyo zetu ochiri chiro kwa hako mefuwa kwa kachika karo chidhiguna. It's exactly the same thing as entitlement that I spoke about earlier on today when I started with my show, that for as long as we are entitled to things, thinking that no, but it's mommies, no, it's sisters, it's brothers, ochimaka chichichohe ononyo kuike nengo noshuike kuvara mara kesho umo kuike no laina kesho umo kuni kongharamwenyo. Just do your thing, you know, and for as long as you're entitled to things like that, you will never be able to do and build yourself and do anything for yourself. Chikaranga chifikame na boku chayo chiasha sho nengombe tenjo o hanjen de hira nda ni maruwa mpinta mgani hondo vivanji tovuro kupanga kuchamo chiasachanji piko sheremu mara pae venge ngomu ni meku mgamushe numanyo kumbu chuchuki tovuro kucheto chiasha shono ka shashingu tati ae shono hangwe no hawe chila nda shono cha mimi, you know, so you can't be entitled even at your age. You can't do that. But yeah man, from me Benedicta, it's until tomorrow, same time, same place. Good night, everybody.
Kota kwele kuti hu umanta banga mtandi ntombe nega ngaga sendi kabangile onangi osebenti wangenzo mundu ungibona mnadiatan wangenzo mundu ungibona mnadiatan kauchelo mama noba bingo mozikona singshotanga something may not. I can't come on, you're not under Jenna. Poor way to stand or summon his windy up. I can't have a valley for tanking a car. Go to Tanama,
Nengenan kome ishinyam, se salaban, gota se komi nyamasan, haina paskid, kuze magwetis panapat. Wa unjone manzang na makam, batim tano mundu, yasmangi kbega gotuhu, jesi ikwalu tandi velishaye itiku. Katila banga itifu, astoshe wono ndama bekuluma kutishu. Gilo siyam, au temba namba mpoloam, tano mundu, spono no samula viwam, switi wam, jesi yo ya mutali.